Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. During the coronavirus situation, we are addressing various aspects of how to think and respond from a biblical perspective. Here's another podcast on that topic today from family pastor Scott Torres.
This is Scott Torres. I'm here again with Rob Williams, counsel and pastor of Emmanuel Bible Church. Rob, thanks for your time. Really appreciate you being here with us.
Glad to be here.
All right, so we've spoken a little bit about what the coronavirus is doing. We find ourselves in circumstances that we're really not, you know, we didn't invite the coronavirus in. But in God's sovereignty, we're here. And what we've found is that inconveniences that the coronavirus bring to our lives, they really bring about what's deep down in us, some of the sin that's inside of us. It brings it to the surface, and we're left now having to deal with it. Now, the good thing about it is God is making us more like Christ. He's using the circumstances around us to reveal what's deep in our hearts. And so what I'd like to just talk with you, Rob, about is when we see these things. So in our previous podcast, we talked about, you spoke to the areas of relationships, money, and health, and how the coronavirus has affected that, and you gave us some perspective. What I'd like for us to do now is can you just speak to, now that we've seen some of this going on inside of us, some of the sin that's come to the surface, what are some practical ways to kind of repent, live out the gospel? What in essence, what do we do next now that we're in the middle of this situation and our sin has come out? Where would you encourage us to go from here?
I think I would challenge people not to look at what's termed as anxiety or concern necessarily as sin. Certainly where you are sinning in your anxiety, repent. Tell a friend, tell a spouse, tell a roommate. But I think it's important for people to understand that concern is a good thing. And I think even God experienced negative emotions. You think of Jesus in the garden, there was some fretfulness or less than desirable things that he knew he had to walk through, but there was still an anxious feeling. I mean, he was sweating blood. You think God experienced anger towards our sin. They're not always, although they're negative feelings, negative emotions, they're not necessarily sinful. But how in those moments of anger or anxiety can you respond with a right and worshipful, more trusting response? And I think that's that would be the direction, because planning is a good thing, right? Planning is what arises out of concern or even a fear. But I think re-understanding the do not be anxious, the do not be afraid in Scripture, because it's always paired. It's my last look was like 887 times that fear comes up in Scripture. And oftentimes it's fear not, why? For I am with you. So you're always getting this command form of fear not or do not be afraid, but God's always pairing it with his presence. And I think understanding that, well, why can we not fear? Why does relational discord, or why does less money, or this constant threat to my health, why can I not fear? And it's not so much to correct people in their fear, but it's more a come to me because I care for you. And I think of 1 Peter 5:7, it's cast your cares, some translations say anxieties, but cast your cares on him because he cares for you. And I think there's a play on words. So you've got this concern on one side, but then you've got God's concern for you and your concerns, and being reminded that that's the frame with which we look at the world. It's not my circumstances are primary. It's God and his sovereign care for his people. That's the primary lens with which I want to understand my own difficulty, suffering, anxiety, practical things. I have people verbalize their fear, just say it. But when you are saying those things, don't just stop there, because that leads to populating this narrative that's not going to go well. But I want you to counter some of that with what you know to be true. What do you know about God, his provision and his care? And how can you then speak to ways in your own life, in your circumstances, where God has actually proven to be faithful? So verbalize your fear, but also verbalize your experiences of God's faithfulness. Psalm 46, Psalm 56 are two psalms that come to mind, but there's this pattern where it's declarations of truth and confessions. And I think those are the two things that we who constantly living in a broken world, we have a broken experience. We need to, one, be confessing, but two, be declaring what we know to be true. Another helpful exercise, reading and meditating on Psalm 23. There's no request in Psalm 23. There's no help me, please. Lord, it's reminders of who God is. And having people meditate, begin to embody it, begin to filter it through their own circumstance or their own anxieties, but then have people rewrite it. Like, I want you to write in a non-heretical way, but rewrite and give me a Psalm 23 understanding. But it's God's faithfulness and his mercy that are present. And I think it brings those things that are primary concerns of the Lord back to your own life.
Yeah, and that's really good. Well, Rob, thank you for those exercises, those tips. I think those are very, very helpful as we're going through this crisis together. I appreciate your time, and I look forward to hopefully talking to you again in the future.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Right.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.